This chazara is a chenishu b'chachet u'shalak m'vem Yehudim sechti yivam estaf lamed vav. Zakmar Reloza said, it can't be that the Rabbanon have accepted the view of Rish Lakish unless it was also taught in the Mishnah. So he searched and found the Mishnah that says, if a woman's husband and her the woman's tzara travel overseas, and she's then told that her husband died, this woman may not marry or do yibum until she finds out that her tzara was not pregnant. Now, it's understandable why she can't do yibum. We have to be concerned that tzara will have a viable child, which will make this woman usher to her husband's brother. However, why can't she do chalitza and then wait for 9 months to pass, in which case either the chalitza was good or there was a viable child? It must be that the Mishnah holds the chalitza done during pregnancy is not a valid chalitza. Zakti Gemara, the reason for this Mishnah is not because it follows the view of Rish Lakish, because if that was the reason, then it should say that you should do chalitza after the 9 months, and then you can get married, because chalitza done then was surely after any possible baby was born. So at that point, either there was a baby or the chalitza, at this point, there was no pregnancy anymore either. Since the suggestion is not given, it must be that the reason is like Abaya bar Oven or Rebbechan Chinuna bar Oven said, that we don't want her to get chalitza, which would possible to a kohen, and then to find out that the tzara had a viable child, which means that the woman is truly mutter to a kohen, because in which case we'll have to announce that really it would be the fact that she got chalitza does not make her usher to a kohen, because it really wasn't good chalitza. We don't want to rely on such announcements, because a person may have been present at the chalitza and not at the announcement, and he'll come to think that we allow chalitza to marry to a kohen. Abaya said, the Mishnah only says that she cannot marry or do yibim, which can be understood as meaning she may not marry without first doing chalitza, but if chalitza is done, it would be okay for her to marry. If so, the Mishnah does not follow the view of Rish Lakish at all. The Mar brings a braisa that says like Rish Lakish. The braisa says if a pregnant woman gets chalitza and then miscarries, she needs another chalitza. Rava said the halacha follows Rish Lakish in three matters. Number one, the chalitza or yibim done to a pregnant woman is not a valid chalitza or yibim. Number two, that when dividing an estate, if a person before he dies divides his estate in a way other than the Torah says that inheritance is given, for example, he doesn't give the bechor double or whatever it is, then the father has to say that he's giving the portion as a gift to each of the people he's giving to, not pshat that he's doing a b'tayis yerusha, because then he's being masna mashak. Third thing that we pass on the Rish Lakish, that when a father says that his field should go to his son after his death, and the son then sells his rights in that field, which means he doesn't have the rights, but he will when his father dies, and then the son dies before the father, the buyer acquires the field when the father dies, because the father's current rights to the produce of the field don't give him full rights of ownership to the field, since he had given it to his son. Meaning, Kinyan Peiris is Lavka Kinyan Aguv Dami, which is Rish Lakish. Then we pass on the Rish Lakish. The Mishnah said, Ein Avlad Bryce says, Rabbi Eliezer says, even in this case, he has to divorce her. Rava said that Ramey and Rabbi Eliezer share the same view, because Ramey says that if someone married a woman who was pregnant or was nursing, which you're not allowed to marry a woman who's pregnant or was nursing because it belonged to a different man, the husband, the baby, then he has to divorce her forever, Ramey says. Abaye says not a valid proof, because it could be not a valid proof to say that they share the same view. Maybe the Rabbi Eliezer would agree with the Rabbanon who argued on Meir and say that they have to get divorced for the time being and can get back together when the baby is 24 months old, because maybe the Rabbi Eliezer is only machmer in the case of a deraisa. However, that case over there is a Rabbanon. Maybe they agree with the Rabbanon. Also, it could be that Meir is only machmer in the case of the Rabbanon, because the Rabbanon have to go extra strong because people are not going to respect it, because since it's only the Rabbanon. But when it comes to deraisa, it could be Meir is more mekel, and he would not make them get divorced. Rava said that the Rabbanon argument may mean that not that they have to separate until the 24 months old the baby, rather they have to get a get, they have to divorce, but he can take her back later on. But this is said we can prove this from the Mishnah's use of the word. It says yoitzi instead of saying yafresh, which would mean just separate. Rav Aspi asked Rav Ishaya, the son of Rav Idi, a braisa says that Rav Shimon ben Gamliel says, if a child lives 30 days, he's considered to be a viable child. This suggests that anything less than that is a suffix. Now, we've learned that in a case where the only baby of a man has died, the only baby of a man who has died, if this baby lived less than 30 days and the widow went and married someone else without first getting chalitza, there's a view that if the man she married is a kohen, we don't require her to get chalitza now, because that would force her to have to divorce this new husband who is a kohen and can't marry a chalitza. Rav Ashi asks, in the case where one married a pregnant or nursing woman, where we say she has to get divorced for the 24 months, or may say she has to get divorced forever, but Rabbanan say at least until the 24 months of the baby, she has to get divorced. They have to actually get divorced. So would we be making in the case of a kohen to say that they could just separate and not get divorced, because if they get divorced, they can't get remarried? So Rav Ishaya said, in the case of a chalitza, since the Rabbanon argue on Rav Shimon Gamliel and say that the child is viable even if it does not make it to 30 days, we can rely on the Rabbanon to be makel and not require her to get chalitza. However, in the case of marrying the pregnant woman, all she to say that she has to get divorced, therefore there's no one to rely on in order to be makel. Mar said, Itmar, we learned that if one gave kedushin to a woman within 3 months of her becoming a widow or getting divorced, which is not allowed, because normally we have to wait 3 months after the previous marriage has terminated before getting into another marriage, we would force them to get divorced. So now what happens though if someone gave kedushin to this woman within the 3 months, but then the man ran away? So Rabbi Akiva and Rafam argue. One says we put the man in chayim until he gives a get, still has to get divorced. And the other says his running away is enough because it shows that he did not intend to live with this woman until the 3 months have passed. So Zakamar once happened, that's how the story took place. And Rafram halacha lemaisa paskin that his running away sufficed and a get was not necessary.